Okay, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Person.
But tell me more about yours.
Bro, you listen to my podcast, bro.
I think they're lame.
Bro.
Support your community, guys.
Bro, I got the coolest podcast.
It's all I got, man. I'm clinging to it.
Suck your dick if you listen to it.
If you subscribe, bro.
I'll blow you so good behind this one these right now.
You got big, bro.
So, welcome to the Enalis podcast.
Yo, what up?
This is the only podcast that comes with instructions.
Yeah.
Marcus, you don't know these instructions.
No.
Instruction number one. Fuck off.
You gotta get turned up.
Yeah, you gotta get lit, bro.
You gotta go wherever it's your...
You got buddy on you?
Oh, shit. Is that my job?
Oh, you know what? You got the homie. Yeah, goddamn it. Take it out.
Goddamn it. It's been a taco in the wrapper.
Hey, people. My people out there. Hey, man. All right, so I just got Ian and a taco, right? And we're not even lit like that. Well, we are. I just got Ian and a taco, and they wrap it with that clear wrapping paper. This motherfucker... took a bite with the paper still on it. Yes, great business, y'all. Great
I thought it was business. A burrito.
White people, am I right?
Am I right or am I right? All right, so Marcus, man, hey, appreciate it. I got a light truck. Marcus, so we got a couple instructions for the show. It's very simple, and you're partaking in them right now.
Hold
so,
on, we're still on that part?
Yeah. Man, we got to go back.
As long as it takes.
Yeah, we got to make sure we hit that point. We got to drive it home.
Part of the show is you need to smoke. Yeah. You should point have already here. Been smoking
good time.
Before we got to this point.
Good time.
Now it's time to start sipping on your drinky drink. Your Stracchioli.
Ooh, got the Stracchioli.
Your Turn Up, your Hennessy, your Miller High Life.
I have a nice cup of water because I'm professional.
I have one right there.
Fag. So tonight's episode is full of controversy. I walked the person in the audience and they got cussed the fuck out.
Y'all have no idea. Oh, y'all do have an idea.
Honestly, I think I might have been low blood pressure or blood sugar.
Who, you or them?
No, I had low blood sugar. They were hungry. They're about ready to eat somebody.
It was probably pretty hard for the blood to get through that body. She was pretty big. She was mad at me because I made a fat joke. But I was super nice about my fat joke. And the bigger issue was racism. But she super took offense to that shit. What are some of the things she said to me?
Hey, bro. Hey, she said, fuck you. I'll punch you in your face. I'm about to punch you right now in the face. Get away from me before I punch you in the face. That's how I heard.
You're no good.
Yeah.
You're terrible.
I hope you die in a fire.
Yeah.
Burning house.
Oh, and my highlight that cut you deep was like, fuck you and fuck that fedora. I was like, oh, not the fedora. Not the fedora.
Marcus, you were there when she pulled off. And what did she say? See you on a showcase, maybe never.
See you on a showcase, maybe never.
Oh, when she came outside?
She hit me with some Miley Cyrus. Like, she burned me hard with that one.
Oh, bro.
That's sick weekend comedy, man.
Not everybody gets that sick weekend comedy.
Sick weekend comedy.
One of those weekday comics.
Bro, I don't know if this is going to turn out good because, you know, women get very vindictive and they get very...
It's perfect for what my whole set is about, which is... I heard this term, toxic masculinity.
I got nitro, bro.
And I don't like it because I feel like it's like psychological clickbait.
True that. It is. But hold on. What do you mean by that?
So you go with toxic masculinity. So is there toxic femininity? Mm. Not according to them. But according to 90% of the women that have ever slept with me, these chicks hate their mom. In fact, if that chick hated her mom a little more, she wouldn't have been booing me. She's been going home with me.
Ooh, pimping. Oh, there go, big homie. Hit them lights, Marcus.
Flash at him. We're trying to get this dude from Indiana to come jump in the car. He drove all the way down here to be at this open mic.
We're at
Riddle's open mic. the only open mic that is at a comedy club.
Hey, bro, you can move the seat back a little bit.
During your travels around the internet, you may have bumped into the term toxic masculinity. It usually shows up in connection with particularly abusive male behavior, so things like harassment, homophobia, sexism, or violent outbursts.
You might as well keep your applause going. Please push yourselves for Ian Ellis.
I'm a wild man out of the trees. I think that's what the music was. Anybody else notice that the table of girls didn't laugh at any of the black guys' jokes?
There was only two of them.
And they didn't laugh at either of you. Narrow one.
It's okay.
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but if you're single and you have a couple extra pounds, black guys can help you out with that. You might well laugh at those jokes. It'll get you that D. You don't have to give everybody the D. Anybody else feel like they're not smart enough to be a good person? Like, chivalrous was the last good person word I learned. I can't spell it shivel, S-H-I-E-V-E-L, res. Just be a good guy, put your coat down for women. But now you gotta be cis-normative, and there's toxic masculinity and mansplaining. I'm not smart enough to be that much of a good guy.
No way.
Thank you for your sarcasm, lady. Let me mansplain something to you. I hate terms like toxic masculinity. It's clickbait psychology.
Facts.
You know what clickbait is? Dick pills, single women in your area, and social justice. One of these things is not like the other. Well, all three of them technically make my dick hard, but...
Facts.
They want to say toxic masculinity. So what is that? Oh, it's rape culture. So we're just going to water down the word rape? Cosby's not a rapist. Cosby's a... He's a toxic naptime person. Harvey Weinstein's just a toxic producer. Clickbait. It's horse shit. I should stick to my notes here. I'm a straight white male. Alright, so I'm the best. Clap it up. It's tough being me, you know. Like, some people, they just need Jesus. Some people have original sin. I have original sin, and high taxes, and slavery, and the Holocaust. I need, like, Jesus and a benefit just to break even.
I know, Miss Kay.
Like, I feel like I'll get in trouble if I'm not woke enough. Like, I wasn't woke enough today. Shit, I did something wrong. I'm just not smart enough to be a good guy. What other notes we got here? Kevin Spacey got in trouble for grabbing some dick. In the 80s! 30 years ago, he touched some boy's wiener. And now House of Cards has to go. Season 6 is the end. Because he grabbed some wiener in the 80s. That's wonderful. Because I now know how Game of Thrones is going to end. With allegations of sexual abuse. That's the ending. It's not the winter people. It's not the dragons. It's somebody grabbed somebody's wiener or pussy. Somebody acted like the president or Kevin Spacey. They're both presidents. I voted for 4 more years on Netflix. Why'd he grab that damn weenie?
It's a good joke.
Talking about resurrection. Mary, you know, in Japan, they think your ancestors look out for you. My ancestors were terrible people. Nazis. Slavery people. Are they looking out for me? No one of my keys are missing. I'm friends with black people. Ancestors are a bunch of dicks. I don't want them interacting with my reality. Fuck Grandpa.
Facts.
Mansplaining. Toxic masculinity. Does anybody ever want to hang out with the person that came up with labels? That's a Mick job. It's how I pay my bills. Go fuck yourself. Looking down on me because I show up and clock in. Fuck you. I gotta pay these goddamn bills. I want to look up Ancestry.com just to see what ancestors are yelling at me. Probably got some Mongols in there that are making sure they're always out of orange chicken when I show up. Got some Nazis in there fucking up my relationship with Jewish people. That's why my taxes are so bad. Goddamn Nazi ancestors. I mean, and what I had planned there. We'll go out with talking a little bit more about how good it is to be a straight white male. We don't get the credit we're due, okay? Black rights, women's rights, gay rights, that's just shit we gave you. There's no war. We've never been defeated. We just decided to stop being a dick. Stop making the vocabulary so goddamn hard to understand. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
I apologize. My name's Ian. Let me introduce myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
if I made you feel bad.
Well, no, I don't give a shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
You were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No, you're not even any good. So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
No, go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
Classics. No, I'm not hurt.
Okay.
No, of course you're not hurt. You hurt me.
How did I hurt you?
Goodbye, dude.
No, like,
that wasn't directed at me.
We should look to empathize with one another as human beings.
Right, right. No. That was awesome what you did up there.
And you're a comic and you can't take a couple jokes?
No, of course I can take a joke. But that was cruel. That was
mean. It wasn't cruel. That was incredibly PG.
Yeah, no, you were great. You were really funny. So I'll see you later.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yep, she said, die in a fire. So we are now joined by
K. Francis Norris.
Yo,
where
what's
they find
up?
You on Twitter, man?
Fuck Twitter.
Oh,
all right.
Seriously,
people gonna have to pay me for 140 characters.
You better tell them. You better tell them, bro.
So you came out here from Indiana.
Yeah.
I want to make it worth your drive. Like, what should people know about you? What should they know about Indiana's comedy scene?
We got a comedy scene on Indiana, man. It's up and coming, starting. You know, a lot of new guys, but we got a couple of veterans out there and shit, and Gary that. Anybody better shows and put shit down.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to? People that don't get play?
Shout out to my buddy Junior.
Junior?
Junior.
Not Junior.
Comedian Junior. Comedian Big June.
Yo, what's up, Big June? What out?
But yeah, man. I like telling jokes.
Marcus Scaly, just met him.
Marcus!
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Epps.
Yeah, Mike, yeah. Indiana, yeah. All day, bro.
Pretty good.
I don't think we ever introduced Marcus.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we did. You're just stoned, and I don't remember.
No, we didn't.
It took you like 10 minutes to explain the rules.
Yeah. It's usually
like
that.
I was like, are we still on this?
Is this D&D?
Here?
Hello.
Am I a mage or a paladin?
Hello.
Is this the kind of podcast I just walked into, man? Guys talking about mages?
So you don't know about the Ian Ellis podcast?
I don't, man.
Don't know who the fuck I am.
The best in the Midwest.
I come on your podcast and check you, man. I never heard of you. Never seen you before.
This is a robbery.
I'm about to take your Letterman jacket. Make you walk home.
It is a dope Letterman's jacket.
It's somebody else's, man. I don't know.
It's okay. Somebody. Nobody's ever heard of me. But this is the E&L's podcast, the only podcast that comes with instructions.
I remember your name after the shit I just saw that happened. You guys already talking about that in here?
No, well, give me your perspective. You just dropped a hard M word.
Were you about to tell instructions and then you stopped again? What the
fuck? People know the instructions.
And he gave me instructions like, this isn't my third time on this podcast I've never listened to.
Listen, man, every time it could be a potential new listener. There's going to be tons of outraged women listening to this podcast. This particular episode is going to get a lot of blog coverage.
So my perspective. Gonna shut you down, man.
Yeah. On that?
Yeah, give it to me.
I think he fucked up. It was a little too heavy-handed. That's all. But that happens in the heat of moment, man. If you're just going off the cuff on something and trying to get a laugh, especially in a dead room like that, man, you're going to say some shit reaching to try to get a laugh. And
speaking of heavy-handed, she must have been at least 400 pounds.
Yeah, but don't you have...
Her ankles look like deli meats.
Don't you have to have thick skin in this business?
At the same time, right, you're in a comedy club. You're supposedly a comic. You're in here. You should be understanding the fact that why you were saying that was coming from a place of trying to be funny, and it wasn't coming from a place of trying to be malicious and make that girl cry or whatever. Yeah. So if she wants to get upset and cry about it, that's on her, man.
Honestly, I didn't feel the personal attack. I just felt like you were doing you.
Oh, Leroy, pull up your text message.
Yeah, but
I had a message I wanted you to
read. I don't know you, and I'm not super liberal, but when you did say that, I'm like, man, that girl's probably going to think that's about her. So the fact that I thought about it,
right? That wasn't halfway.
So you can understand.
I made eye contact. It's
you can understand how
a
girl like that get upset,
you.
Though, right?
No,
it's wrong.
You're 400 pounds, and you've never heard a fat joke before.
Hey, you ain't the thinnest guy either, Egan.
And I'm okay with fat jokes.
You can laugh about it.
I look like
just like I can laugh when people tell black jokes about me.
Because you're black.
Yeah. From the waist down and on the inside, you know.
We're now joined by Alan Ford on the
podcast. I was like, who is this motherfucker? Oh, man, scoot
Alan,
over, bro.
Do you want to talk about me cussing that girl out?
You guys just do this podcast in the car after open mic?
Man, hey, door in there.
You didn't see me walk her, girl?
Can I smoke a cigarette? Walk her, girl. Down?
I walked this chick in the audience. She cussed me out afterwards.
Oh, you talking about Kate?
She told me I should die. Yeah.
Well, you did say black people a lot.
Allie,
everyone's the wrong way.
I'm just not woke enough.
What's y'all? It smell like Doritos and dick in here.
Come on in, let's see.
Nah, if it's how I'm about smoking. To go get some fries. I'm hungry as shit.
You're getting on Leroy's side.
I smell marijuana.
I call white privilege. I'm not moving.
You already know, man. That's called a good time, bro.
That's an air freshener. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Ellen, I'll let you.
No, man, I gotta get right back out.
He's hungry. He want fries.
Come on, bro.
Alan Ford.
You know what? You should leave your book bag out there.
Fuck your book bag.
He said, no, nigga. This one won't be right outside the door. I'm about to do this, all right?
We really want to know more about the store.
Are you trying to get a ride to the stove?
About the stove?
Stove.
I told y'all, man. I'm working
on it. We know about stores.
Y'all don't know about the stove. The stove always have an Arabian dude behind the counter.
And that's true?
Leroy know. Always behind the counter. You
can never tell if they want to fuck you or fight you.
Exactly. They always got the drinks. That's the first thing you see. See, it's set up.
It is.
By like, it's juices.
Visual.
It's juices, then the drink.
Yep.
Then they got Gatorade and all the...
You know what they got? Yeah. Is a lot of chest hair and necklace.
And do-rags. Like, they always want me to buy a do-rag.
A lot of gold change for whatever nation you're from.
Yeah, true that. True that.
Black Are you fist. Greek? Is this Persian?
I don't know. I don't know.
Big on accessories, not so much on cleanliness.
Yeah, true that, though. True that, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's always like an uncle and his nephew.
And you could go there to get toilet paper 89 cents a roll. But they ain't got like the Charmin or that shit. They got like big roll. You get the big roll toilet paper. But it's not a big roll. It's just a small little
It's the kind of store that gets in trouble for selling squares for a quarter.
That's outside. Right next to the Loud Man.
Only
the Loud Man usually got
And they always play WGCI.
Always. Always. Sometimes WGCI be at the stove.
They always play WGCI be right in front of it.
Come down to the stove. We're going to be here from 9 to 5. You're like, goddamn.
We on 63rd and King Drive. Come out to E&S Liquors and shit.
Like, I'm there.
They got a glass case with every necklace you've ever seen.
Bad credit, no credit. It's going down, ladies.
You can get grinders and bones.
Yeah, you can get that. For tobacco use.
Louis Vuitton hanging off a rack.
Exactly.
No, Gucci Vuitton.
And they always got like the swishers and the Rawls and all the paper. They got them set up in their own.
But they got all the swishers, the White Owl to the to the Vegas, to the Black and Miles,
the King.
Shit that you ain't never heard of. I'm like, what the hell?
This podcast got real African American.
Well, I was just
okay. So we got Walmart.
The name of it. This podcast got real African American.
Go to Walmart. Yeah, they got if they don't have it at Walmart, there's no sense in going to Walmart.
See, Walmart ain't the store. The real professional store. You got your chains. Walgreens being the highest.
Yeah.
Then you got CVS Pharmacy.
Really?
That's
fuck
a store.
CVS.
CVS is a store.
It is.
Man, and all the stores, the ATMs always take $350 out your car.
What about the shit the store got? But. Never sells. Like, they'll have cans of cream corn on the shelf, dusty as hell.
Yeah.
Just sits there forever.
You ain't never
lied,
bro. You ain't never lied.
You go
with a little Clarence sticker on it.
It says sell by, October 29th, and it's November 1st.
The certain shit they got. 2015,
nigga.
Just don't move. It don't move at all, but they have 20 of them for no reason.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Bathroom cleaner, supplies.
The Fabuloso bathroom cleaner.
No, that move.
The dollar store shit.
That move. That Fabuloso be moving.
Do you guys ever worry that if you're not woke enough, you'll be seen as a toxic black guy?
No, I really don't care. I have a whatever attitude. Yeah, and be like, hey, man, you ain't black. Whatever.
I am black, nigga.
I know what I look like.
And watch this. Mr. Officer, fuck you, nigga. I'm black.
Toxic black.
Like, hey, you letting your people down by listening to that music? Oh, shit, welcome.
Whatever.
It should put some earplugs in.
My wife's pregnant and the baby keeps kicking her in the stomach. He might be a toxic toddler. That's what I'm worried about. I want to know how to treat that. You ever imagine if some chick was like, yo, I'm thinking about talking to Alan, and some other chick was like, oh, he's a toxic, he has toxic masculinity.
Hey, are you having a girl?
You're like, can they treat that?
Well, I'll tell you this. I did let a group of black people down one time because I was eating some chicken and I didn't eat the chicken properly. Because I'm told you're supposed to eat the top and the bottom part of the chicken. Get all that. Like,
and
no, that's not even meat. I'm
and
done with this.
I'm done. They're like, nigga, you see how much meat is left on it? I'm like,
That's why I got
told. I don't want to eat it. It's hard.
I had a black person come up to me and say, I hate the way you eat chicken. I'm like, what kind of shit is that?
Marcus,
that's a fight.
You have a black name. What kind of black problems do you have?
True that, though.
You do. You do have a
true that.
I get called up on stage and they're expecting a black person.
Not until they say Galley.
Galley, you're like, that's not black.
I just sent out a flyer. I was for this show. I got coming up in Gary. They asked me for a picture and it was this dude making a flyer, never seen me. Mm-hmm. So I sent him a picture of a black comic and they put it on there. And one of the dudes called him out. He said, they didn't care for it. Give me a real picture, bro. I'm
going to
sneak one through one of these days. Man, I'm gonna get
hilarious.
One on there.
Hey, that's hilarious.
It was a dude had like the straight mutton chops and shit.
Hey,
man,
that's no
little baby fro and shit.
Yes,
I look good on that flyer.
All right, y'all, I'm about to go get me something to eat. Munchies, just keep the
I gotta go to work.
All right, Alan Ford
at Ford of Comedy. At Ford of Comedy, that's every social media tag.
He's actually funny.
Y'all be safe.
All right, big homie, happy Halloween, my dude.
Hey
man,
appreciate
it. Where
can they find you? It's good meeting you, man. Facebook, K Francis Norris. That's Francis with an ES on the end.
ES, nigga.
Deuces.
Later, guys.
I'm gonna hit you up, big bro.
Alright, we gotta close this out. Do we have one more hit to hit?
We're gonna keep this going.
What's up, Marcus? What's up?
Because honestly,
what happened?
I feel like I just need to waste people's time.
You were real quiet during that entire episode. 14 minutes, you were quiet.
You talked about a couple things.
14 minutes, you didn't make a whisper.
I mentioned what white people do. They go to Walmart. They don't go to Stowe or whatever. Rocka Rocka. Listen to the car. I mean, we got fucking heated seats and,
this is amazing. Oh my god, heated seats in the back.
Feels like white privilege.
Oh, it does. Oh my god, I can get used to this.
It's so comfy.
Wait, how can I get used to this? Oh man.
Marcus, do you want to talk about conspiracies real quick?
Oh, conspiracies.
Vegas shooting.
Oh, Vegas shooting?
I saw a video with a helicopter, I saw a video with a second shooter.
Oh lord.
You know what I could say about the Vegas?
On the grassy knoll?
Yeah.
Come on.
On a real note, what I could say about the Vegas shooting is people that aren't conspiracy theorists are starting to fucking wake up. Because, first of all, you can change a timeline three times. You have eyewitness accounts and people saying that there was multiple shooters.
Yeah.
But the media sticks with lone gunman shooter.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you believe anything else, the media will turn you down right away.
I
think the media is retarded.
He's right, though.
I watched him get simple shit wrong before.
I'm telling you right now, if you can't, you're telling me you're Vegas, you can't get a timeline right, but you have more cameras than more cameras, even than Area 51. Facts. More Facts. Fucking cameras.
You know what people always say?
Every square inch of Vegas is under fucking cameras, and you're telling me you can't give me any footage.
What did he tip the bellboy for bringing up that 300 pounds of gun?
Yeah.
Was it 20?
Oh my God.
Did he put 10 on it?
Right.
Was he stingy?
I got 5 on it. And smoking with these rifles, G.
He was like, spend this at a different hotel.
But Marcus, I would say this, like, everybody's company out there, like, especially when you work for a big company, you be like, oh, we got them Vegas cameras. Like, you know what them Vegas cameras is? They can zoom in.
We watched Tupac stomp a guy.
Come on, man.
It was in the 90s. And don't know who shot him.
But you tell
don't know
me
who shot him.
We don't got no footage on this. I agree, Marcus. One thing I want to piggyback off of, I don't know if you remember, like, in Florida a few years back when the gay club, or I don't know what you
gay
want to call it.
Gay club got shot up.
The gay club got shot up. But
Orlando Pulse?
Yeah, but people were...
Well, people were saying... No, true story. My girlfriend's dad was there, and he left about 20 minutes. He's gay.
He's into Orlando's Pulse.
He left about 20 minutes before that happened. So,
well, yeah, you know what? It's
crazy.
Thank God he was blowing that guy behind the door.
But no, I was
real thankful for the AIDS he got.
He got shot up in the club. Well, I was gonna say off of that, there were so many eyewitnesses was like, nah, there was two shooters. Another person was guarding the door, like. Like, you got all these eyewitnesses saying that, but the media is saying, oh, it's just one shooter, it's just one shooter, but people keep on saying it was multiple. Stop it, man. Stop it.
Leroy, do you have that text I sent you?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
So the other day, I was talking with the AI. They're here. They're taking over. They're in the insurance business. They're willing to look at your driving. They're taking over. So I was talking to this AI about comedy, and this is what she said to me about stand-up comedy. This is how she described it.
Alright, the declared meaning of any joke is only its overcoat, and the real meaning lies underneath its scars and buttons. Is that right?
That's fucking right. And I thought that was
what
real.
What are your thoughts?
I thought that was real dope. I thought it was very profound because
the
stuff I said to this woman tonight on the surface was offensive, but if you read into all of my subtext, I was being a social justice guy. I was pointing out how dumb it is to be fucking one of these assholes.
Look at me, I'm white privilege.
She couldn't see the wokeness. No. She couldn't see past her victimhood.
Victimhood and emotion. Like, sometimes people gotta take that emotion out of the situation.
People gotta take that.
Yeah. You can't be a Morty forever, but like...
Don't be a fucking Morty.
Guys, it's...
All up in your emotions?
Yeah, that's...
Did anybody ever make a good emotional decision?
No, never.
Just the ones you thought about.
Yeah. But that's not a real emotion. You're thinking about it.
Marcus, you ever go through a breakup, write a girl a goodbye note, I love you, you're the sun and the moon, I quit playing Xbox.
That
you're embarrassed by, that you're like, God, I hope they don't read that today.
That's some real shit.
I don't
Marcus.
Feel that way about that chick at all. I love my chick.
I think if anybody has felt love, they're gonna have some kind of emotional tie to that person, whether what your outlash is anger by breaking stuff or verbally saying shit or just leaving alone completely, just not even addressing the situation and cutting it off altogether. It's probably the more healthier way to go about it too. But you know, you still need friends and family to talk to, especially if you were, you know, really close with that person and things went south.
Facts.
For a shooter.
If you're toxically masculine, go talk to someone.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Who's your mama? Let me talk to her.
Yeah, I need to talk to her.
Ass whoop.
ASAP. Somebody need to beat your ass, boy.
Need to get checked already.
For real. And it needs to be from your circle. If not, we're going to check you, but boy.
The dingularity is real.
I think if more people smoked weed, they'd understand.
You know, an alien told me the same thing.
Oh, no. What'd you say, Marcus?
He said if more people smoked weed, they'd fucking relax a little bit. What would you rather be in, a room full of drunk people or a room full of stoners? I mean, like,
stoners.
What the fuck? You have a bunch of drunk people beating the shit out of you, yep. Or you're gonna have
cussing and all of it.
The worst gonna happen with a stoner is, hey, motherfucker, you eat my candy bar?
Yeah, that's it.
Sick son of a
bitch.
That's it.
If you say,
oh, I got it in my pocket.
I had an ex girlfriend I got stoned with, and she was like, "Can you go back to 7-Eleven and give me one of those Rice Krispie treats? They were so good." And I was like, "No," and she was like, "You don't love me anymore. We're breaking up. We're breaking up."
Is your ex girlfriend Jim Gaffigan?
No.
Yeah. They don't get that joke out there. They are just like so straight faced right now. And I'm telling you, it was hilarious.
You know, he also sounds like Stewie from Mad TV. Like,
people tell me I sound like Herbert, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do a Herbert voice on the spot.
Can you close this out on a Big Dick Gilbert?
Big Dick Gilbert voice!
We need a Big Dick
Big
Gilbert.
Big Dick Gilbert voice. And he does the best one.
Hey, hey, everybody. First of all, if you want to have a good time, you start with some cranberry, and you take the cranberry and put the scotch in there, and you start drinking those, and then you get really pumped up by doing a couple of, like, arm stretches. And then you get up on stage and talk about gun control, because fuck them. I'm going to get a gun. Hey, I'm going to kill people.
Can you be Big Dick Gilbert being my PR, talking to that girl for me? Apologize.
First of all, enlighten the dumb people that don't know what a PR is.
Ooh.
The person that goes and apologizes for me.
Oh, okay. So
I'm not, relations,
I'm not human enough to represent myself.
To not be
offensive. You're not smart enough, bro.
I can't even
you're
lie not for smart myself. Enough. Yeah.
Hey, this goes into your set, too.
Like, that's Trump really needs one of those.
Yeah, he said Trump's nephew.
I get so much hate. I got all these skinheads following me.
Woo! Where's the next rally, bro?
Weirdos!
I got the Malort. Let's take some shots.
Because you know Leroy's black, right?
Right, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Before they
we want to hang with him. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable coming to this show. I don't think we can book this.
All right. So this is Big Dick Gilbert,
PR,
being.
Yo, that dude from Indiana used to hang out with Big Boy, and I wanted him to tell those stories.
Doing the character of Hubert. Hi, Chris.
He's still over there. That's too obscure.
Hi, Chris. You wanna drink some cranberries and a scotch with me?
All right, you be Big Dick Dilbert, and I'll be a very offended girl.
You should die. Die, kill yourself. Die, fuck you, eat a dick.
You want to see my dick? My dick.
Oh, my God.
My dick is... No, it's nothing to be frightened of. You can't even find
fuck
it.
Fuck you, eat a dick.
Oh, I might have done that before. Everybody experiments a little bit.
See you
in a bit.
Showcase sometime. Never.
Yeah, I like that sick weekend comedy. Yes.
Why are you still talking to me?
I got 12 lungs, and I invest...
You know that was directed at me.
I'm telling you, invest in Cheetos. You won't... You'll be able to pay for
the
liposuction.
Are you saying because I'm fat, I love Cheetos?
Look.
Hey, y'all need to do right
everybody,
by this.
Everybody gets a little crazy on the snack packs, all right?
Guys, this episode is called The Night Ian Got Kicked Out of Suburbs Comedy.
You know how much fucking money I got?
It was nice being part of your community. Be nice to Marcus.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you, girl.
Nah, he really
didn't. I only
didn't
meant to love you, girl.
Girl.
My given...
Wait, can you guys give me some doo-wop?
My given porn name is Toby Linscott. You can find me at TobyLinscott.com, where I show my big dog cock. That lipstick just be showing the girls, right? We do things.
Marcus, would you shut the fuck up?
I thought it was like my time for poetry jam. And,
do we have to have a practice before we do these podcasts?
I thought this...
You never show up to rehearsal. Harmonize with Leroy.
I thought the rules were to fucking get stoned and talk. Is this why you guys keep inviting me back? Because I go off rhythm?
Can you just let me do my apologies?
Are you guys just that sad you see me at that one mic?
Back me up with some ones and twos. He's going to do the instrumental.
Da-da-da-da-da!
Da-da-da-da-da! Let's
Watch me one hand these tacos the whole way home.
Go drive home.
Alright. Can you guys give me some Boyz II Men so I can apologize? I don't want to be taken down by
I only really
here.
Know ska and.
Well, ska it up.
And NSYNC.
Go with the bit.
And a little bit of Hanson.
Kick you out of podcast.
You're
Hanson. Done. We're kicking you out of podcast.
Save it up and up and up.
Now I hope you die. Now I hope you die and a bunch of dicks burning.
What other horrible songs can we murder even more?
See you show Kai sometime never.
No, let's just keep going.
Alright guys, my name is Ian Ellis.
My dick got hard talking about.
You can follow me at Chicago Open Mic. Leroy.
Yo, it's your boy man Hits, man. Funny man Hits, man. What's up, ladies?
Marcus.
I'm on Facebook, but Marcus I never check that shit. Gally.
Leroy, Instagram. Follow me.
And let me just say, baby, I never meant to make you cry. I just wanted you to love me. I was reaching out to touch you so you would touch me. So we could both be touched together.
I'm really going to talk to my
manager. Not like a Harvey Weinstein kind of way. Like in an emotional Disney kind of way where we grow as people like motherfucking Care Bears and shit. I'm just trying to be a better guy. I apologize if I'm not smart enough to do that. But I never meant to hurt you, girl.
Suck my cock!
Do you want to talk?
No, I want you to go fucking...